A crowd of several hundred hushed to the sound of bagpipes as graduates of the College of Law filed onto the courtyard at Stetson University for the spring graduation ceremony. Senator Max Cleland is a veteran who lost both legs and his right arm when serving in Vietnam. Drawing upon his own experience, Cleland used humor and admitted to his own shortcomings as a student to underscore three basic beliefs for the graduates.
I had to believe that I could, number one, come to Stetson, number two, survive there. It took me three and a half years before I ever made a B average. I made the dean's list, but at the bottom of it, not the top of it. So I had to keep on believing. I thought for the first year and a half that I was at Stetson in 1960, 61, that I really didn't belong in college, that I just didn't really want to be there. When I got to the United States Senate, they said, you know, the first 6 months, you know, you're going to wonder why you're there. The rest of the time, you're going to wonder why they're all there. But I would say to you, keep on believing in yourself and your goals, and continue to prepare yourself. It is key to keep your love for the law fresh and alive.
Cleland was the subject of vicious attacks during his 2002 campaign for re-election. Republicans had vilified him as being unpatriotic for his opposition to Bush and to the war. He used a movie to point out the importance of defending the law.
When I think of a passion for the law, I think of a movie based on the life of Sir Thomas More. A Man for All Seasons is the title of the movie, based on a wonderful screenplay. And Robert Bolt won the Academy Award for the language, for the script of A Man for All Seasons. There is this scene in the movie A Man for All Seasons about Sir Thomas More's life, where the young tiger, the young revolutionary, the young reformer would take down the law. In order to reform it, he would take it down. And Sir Thomas More freezes him, Judge, in a gaze and said, "You would destroy the law to get at the devil. What would happen then when the devil turns round on you? Who will protect you from the winds that blow there?" Sir Thomas More said, "I stand for the law because for my own safety's sake. The law is worth protecting and serving in and of itself."
Cleland drew upon Jimmy Carter's inaugural speech to represent the spirit of the law.
When I think about the spirit of the law, I think about a line from Micah, the Old Testament prophet that Jimmy Carter quoted on upon his inauguration day and in his inaugural speech. The quote of Micah goes this: "Do justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with your God." That's a great admonition for you. Do justly, and love mercy, and walk humbly with your God. Nothing could be better said today for you than that.
Cleland spoke of the need to show courage. He gave examples of people who followed the law even when it was unjust. It spoke the need to change laws that over time would ultimately bring justice.
Ultimately, it does take courage to take on the law, even though you support it, but you have a desire to change it or to influence it. Churchill said that courage is that quality upon which all others must depend. So, in defending the law or attacking the law legally and trying to change it and society legally and justly and with compassion, it takes a great deal of courage. It's interesting that what Sammy Cacciatore talked about as the model for a lawyer, Atticus Finch, had to exhibit tremendous courage. Sometimes, the lawyer, like a soldier on the battlefield, stands alone, and he is only left with his faith, his preparation and his ability to perform, and his courage.
Recipient of the Silver Star and the Bronze Star for valorous action in combat, Cleland rose above pain and disability to become a United States Senator author, and strong advocate for voter and veteran rights. For WMNF News, reporting from Gulfport, this is Doris Norito.